Take comfort, Christian soul, for never shall you see the faithful sword forsaken quite and left in misery. Who lives and loves to hear the truth in each degree? The story of the widow's plaint, let them give ear to me. Who by this widow here sufficient hath been tried, the which was left both poor and bare when as her husband died. And seven young children small upon her hands likewise, and knew not how to buy them bread their hunger to suffice. She labors night and day, she spins and takes great pain, and many a thing to buy them bread, God knows she lays to pawn. But when this help did fail, as time consumeth all, oh, then she knew not how to keep her hungry children small. Most might God, she said, cast down a tender eye, and suffer not thy servants here in hunger for to die. Thou that the ravens did send Elias for to feed, when that he was in wilderness in extreme want and need. And rained bread from heaven, old Israel to preserve, and wouldst not in the lion's den let Daniel pine nor starve. I know, my lord, she said, thou didst 5,000 feed with 5 small loaves of barley bread, as we in scripture read. And each one had enough their hunger to sustain, and afterwards 12 baskets full of scraps did still remain. I know, my lord, she said, thou art so mighty still, and therefore everything be done according to thy will. Her prayer ended thus, her children cried straightway, O mother dear, give me some bread, we have eat none today. Give me some bread, said one, give me some bread, said another, and thus the silly infants flock about their careful mother. The good soul, hearing this, persuades them to be still. Oh, soon at night, my lambs, quoth she, you shall have bread your fill. I will to market go, though corn be wondrous dear, and sell my gown to buy a peck, if you will be quiet here. I will to market go, though corn be wondrous dear, and sell my gown to buy a peck, if you will be quiet here. The children smiled at this, content they did remain. Good mother, everyone could say, come quickly home again. 3 miles this woman went unto the market town, and for 5 shillings at the last she sold her russet gown. Who being glad in heart to market straight she hies, but there, alas, her purse was cut ere any corn she buys. She crieth out, God, what she weeps and makes great moan. To everyone that passeth by, her grief she makes it known. But yet, behold and see, here in her woeful case, her husband's brother, he was one that sold corn in that place. This woeful woman then did him desire and pray to trust her with one peck of corn till the next market day. But he denies her flat, and thus he tells her plain, I shall not have to serve my turn till corn doth come again. More heed you might have took unto your purse, quoth he, and not to lose your money here so fond and foolishly. These dogged answers cut this good soul to the heart, especially when she did think upon her infant smart. Who sits and strives at home, poor souls, but all in vain? Which of them should the biggest piece of bread and butter gain? But fair, alas, were they from butter, bread, or cheese, or anything to comfort them that their poor mother sees. But now behold God's work, as homeward she returned. A baker's boy gave her a loaf which was in baking burned. She gave God thanks for that, then joyful in her hand, she bears the bread home to her babes which waiting for her stand. She kisses them each one with a cheerful look, and said, we will to supper go when you have said your book. Meantime she makes a fire and apples therein throw, the widow and her seven children to supper sweetly go. The apples roasted well, and she doth cut them bread. On every piece most lovingly she doth the apple spread. Instead of drink they had a cup of water clear, and every child rejoiced much and said, here is good cheer. Behold, when they had supped, for God their food did bless. When they had supped and were sufficed, the loaf was nevertheless. For 7 weeks spaced together, as stories plainly spread, the widow and her seven children by this one loaf was fed. The cut purse man, I say, he broke his neck in Kent, ere he of this poor widow's coin one single penny had spent. And yet behold and see her husband's churlish brother, which would not lend a peck of corn to succor one or other. Had straightway after this his corn clean washed away, all by a mighty flood that rose before the break of day. The gentlemen and such which did this wonder see, unto the widow gave such gifts that never more wanted she. Take comfort, Christians all, for never shall you see the faithful sword forsaken quite and left in misery.